All right, Seth Hammaker, look, I'm sure you wanted to be on the box, but it's the opener. Weird shit happens. And, man, you just were right there but couldn't make it happen.
Yeah, it was kind of a frustrating race for me because I felt like, you know, I wasn't worried at first. I was like, okay, I'll sit behind these guys for the first half of the race and see where, you know, I can pick some spots apart on the track. But honestly, just never really felt comfortable in the main.
Lost time then, right?
Yeah, I, like, you know, those last couple laps, I made some really bad runs through the whoops and kind of was like, man, I don't know if I'm just kind of was settling there. Honestly, I didn't know what to do. And, yeah, it was kind of frustrating, like I said. But all in all, like, you know, first race and we're out of here healthy and ready for just to keep improving. But, yeah, fourth and not where I want to be, but, hey, it's what we got.
Dude, on the West Coast, and you've been watching, the whoops have been easy.
Yeah.
And you guys show up and they throw 11 and they're gnarly. It was really the whole race.
Yeah.
How you could get through them. Pierce was fantastic. That was it.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, it was you don't really see, like, Eli, for example. I was watching the 450 main, and he was jumping them. He never jumps them. And, like, in the first couple laps of that main, I tried skimming, and it was really risky to skim, you know. And then I went to the jump line, but I didn't need to work on jumping the whoops for sure. So
Pierce had a good one blitzing on the right.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. It was. Yeah. That's where he made good time. But we'll go back and just, you know, work on it. But yeah, definitely a tough track for the first opener for East Coast guys. Yeah.
I was thinking the same thing, and Anstey even texted Lewis and was like, "What the hell? Like, these guys, like, it's a burly real track.
Oh, yeah.
How slippery did it get?"
Way more slippery than I remember Dallas being. Even like, I felt like they could have gone without water in between the practice and the nitro, but then we went out for the heat race, they watered it. So I was kind of surprised on that. And even that lingered, you know, that moisture stayed in it for the main, but it really never soaks through, just stays on top, and then that base gets slick.
Okay, so we talked to Truman for one of my dumb shows, and, like, you did have a little bit of abbreviated training camp, right, because of the shoulder and everything. Do you feel that? Are you 100%, like, ready to go? Like, I know health-wise you are. Your shoulder's all good. But, like, do you wish you had a few more weeks or is it month or so you had fine?
Yeah, honestly, the month I had was perfectly fine. I felt more than ready. And everything, you know, I felt like I could have pushed harder as far as fitness, endurance, like, body-wise. I felt really good. It was just, like, more of a comfortability thing for me tonight that I didn't really have it. So, and I'm not worried about that. I know that I'm as fast or faster than everybody. It's just putting it together when it counts. So
maybe in the future then you can tell Mitch, hey, I'm going to Mexico because I only need a month.
Exactly, yeah. Like, even if I don't need a surgery or anything, I'm just like, I'll see you in a couple months. Yeah.
I only need a month, man. Because, I mean, you know how good you rode last year, how fast you are. You know what I mean? Like, you know. Like.
Yeah. And that's why, like, when I came back, it only took me, like, literally two weeks. I was like, I feel like I could go racing. Like, everything came back quicker than I thought, which was a positive, which was cool.
And so how does the shoulder feel after last year when you were delaying it and putting it off? Like, does it just feel like a new thing, or, like, how does it feel?
Feels really good. It still gets, like, a deep ache sometimes, but that's just – I've had shoulder surgeries. My shoulders aren't the best, and that's just what it's going to be. But compared to what it felt like last year, it's super stable. Feels like it's not going to come out at any moment. So happy that everything worked out that way.
Cool. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. Thanks.
All right, yeah.